at us, or just follow us, or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I think I messed up my ball a little bit here, Puss. I shot salsa all over my mouse.
I thought you said you messed up your ball.
I did. My mouse ball.
Mouse ball.
Yeah. I mean, it's moving, but I know you... Can you take the ball out and clean the salsa out of it?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get grease on it?
No, make it run a little better? Omaha Tap House has brought in some great burritos, and two locations in Omaha. Great food. Excellent.
And apparently the
cool bar.
Salsa just adds friction.
Now, it wasn't...
Well, it was in a bottle, and it's chunky, and he tried to squirt it, and it just went... everywhere.
Yep. It did.
And of course he was doing it right over the mouse ball and the control board.
Right. That's why your grandma had plastic on everything.
That's right. Yeah. That was off the air.
Yes.
Okay, it's working better now. I worked my way.
Just had roll that onion into the specific chip.
Yeah. I think so.
There's an onion or a tomato or a pepper or something floating around inside the mouse ball now.
Puss follows me around like a 3-year-old at
the time. We just can't have nice things. And then he's standing there trying to do it. He's squeezing hard. I'm like, take the lid off. Jesus.
Oh, he was about to do it again.
He was going to do it again.
I wanted my damn salsa. We had a conversation yesterday about boozing, and I had a couple martinis and a couple beers last night. So I needed a burrito, and it just hit the spot.
Yeah.
That's why I was spraying everything over here.
It hit a lot of spots, apparently.
Yeah. Mm. Omaha Tap House, in case you're a little hungover today.
Or not. It's
still
or delicious.
Or if you just want some good food.
Sure.
Nice
it's still delicious.
To go have a beer.
Yeah, it's good when you're sober.
Yeah.
Or if you really is.
Well, I'm sober. I'm just I was a little hung when I got here.
If you're just hungry.
Yeah.
Just need some good nutrition. We are celebrating a tasty buffalo burger.
Mm.
Or bison burger. We are celebrating, but what in particular? We're always celebrating, by the way. Pet Photo Day.
Hmm. Oh. I just posted on
the
photo.
Oh, God. That just means social media is going to be full of them.
Yeah.
It is very difficult to find a photo of your pet on social media. Someone's pet on social media. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
they're encouraging pet owners to share their favorite pet photos today.
Yeah, because you need to encourage people to put up pictures of their dogs and cats.
Exactly. That's all you get.
Don't forget your fish, your birds, your pigs. Yeah, you don't see a lot of those.
Did you?
But everybody's dog and cat is up there.
You got some sheep pictures from the farm, Puss? You can share? All right.
Not that I'm going to share.
I didn't even think you had a farm.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Horse? Maybe a horse picture?
Nah.
What else you got there on the farm?
That depends day to day.
Horse, pigs, cows, whatever. Whenever there's a stool nearby.
Ducks are those just wild ones that are passing through.
Yeah, they just pass through.
Ducks and geese. Any peacocks?
Nah. they're loud. They're noisy.
They are kind of noisy.
They're noisy.
Poultry of some kind? Turkeys?
Chickens? Yeah.
Old chickens.
Meat chickens or laying hens?
Yes.
Wow. Good answer.
Old meat chicken.
Yes. That's a definite right there.
Really kind of depends on what I need for dinner that night.
That's right.
Our favorite president, the world's favorite president, Russian president Vladimir Putin, is questioning the use of wind power for energy. He said wind power generation is good, but... Are birds being taken into account in this case?
Jesus.
How many birds are dying?
So Putin is what?
Vladimir Putin said
at a televised conference
on industry.
Has he been talking with his buddy?
Him dumbass Trump.
He said the wind turbines shake, causing worms to come out of the soil. This is not a joke.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Did he mention the cancer that the sound causes?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the noise the
windmill cancer.
Cancer,
right.
That's a consideration, too.
He says people do not want to live on a planet dotted with rows of wind-powered generators and covered by several layers of solar panels.
Nope, I want coal everywhere.
Yeah, I'd rather have emissions that...
I want smoky coal over my cities.
Mm. I am curious, though, because you see those... windmills being transported.
Oh, it's crazy.
And it takes
so big.
Mm-hmm. It takes about a half a dozen semis for one.
To get one.
One of them, because
I understand
the base comes in,
there somehow.
In three different parts.
And then each blade.
And each blade is on a separate trailer.
A long one.
Yeah, big ones.
But they're looking for the long haul here, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's some cost, but it must be worth it, as many as there are.
Of course there is, and they're all over Iowa and Minnesota.
And Texas.
At least in our area in Texas, right. Yeah, I don't mind those things at all.
I was watching something about Abu Dhabi, you know, like City of Gold, like a lot of Western culture there, though, and like all this money just came from oil. Like you look at 20 years ago, Abu Dhabi is just a coastal city with a golf course, nobody living there now. It's like all gold and looks like something off a video game. So they're using that oil money to become the leaders in solar energy, too, because why wouldn't you?
Why not? Because if your oil goes away.
Right. Yeah. If the oil is gone, so they've got all this vast desert space, so they're, like, perfecting solar
energy. That's brilliant.
Because
even they know oil is finite.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't know that.
Well,
But they know
it. You just frack more and you find it.
That's right. Yeah. It's a freaking fracking.
They got enough money where they can lose a little bit in the long haul.
Correct.
And start making money off
of
solar.
In the meantime,
I'm sure that's the...
it is about the future.
That's the objective.
Yeah.
Well, it's about the future, and it's also about making money.
I know. Well, eventually we'll be making
money. That's what's got to change people's
minds. And that's what Abu Dhabi's doing, apparently.
And that's when people will get on board, when you can start making some money.
But President Putin, he's pretty much our president, right?
Oh, I
agree with him now.
Yeah. Just the dumb birds are dying, too, by the way.
The dumb birds are dying, right? They're just massive graveyards.
The only thing I'm disappointed in when I see those big windmills is that they're not just flying.
I know.
I'm always disappointed they're going so slow. I just want to see one that's just going like hell.
I may be in the minority here, but I really find it would be an eyesore.
I don't.
Really? I don't mind them.
I think they're beautiful, actually, for some reason. They don't bother me.
I'm neither here nor there with them.
Because they're farther than oil derrick.
Yeah.
That
looks stupid.
Oil derricks look ugly.
Sure.
I drove through, because I was wondering about Louisiana when I was there, because I was wondering about the industry. What it's got to be the oil and gas and stuff like that.
Sure.
But from New
Orleans. Most of that is offshore, though.
But from New Orleans to, you see a lot of refineries from New Orleans to where I was at. And it was just ugly. Just ugly looking chemical plants.
All the places I see the windmills, if they weren't there, it'd just be a field.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's.
Well, there's the...
And it's not oil, and it's not chemical plants.
The original wind farm, as you go east of Los Angeles, right along the interstate, you'll come around a corner, and it's just
boom.
At 270 degrees of nothing but windmills. And you're thinking, wow, maybe it's kind of windy in these parts, because it is. But it looks horrible.
They do a lot of drone inspections on
those.
It's
the future, man.
And from what I understand, they don't look like they're moving fast, but like you know they are moving.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Yeah,
okay,
like when you're right on them, they're going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're so big that they look like they're moving slow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you've looked at the latest Rolling Stone.
Big Ben.
Libtard publication, of course, but there was a history of climate change. And back around 77, some scientists who worked for Exxon said, all this crap we're spewing into the air, man's causing a little bit of a climate shift here. This was 1977.
Right.
So right around 1982, in anticipation of rising sea levels, Exxon started raising the height of their oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico.
They know.
Yeah.
They know.
So they studied something and that they probably don't agree with now.
Right.
And they put it in their back
publicly,
pocket.
Publicly. Yeah.
Again, that's when we will get some action on climate change, is when people can start making money off of it.
Yeah. We just lost a glacier the size of Florida, or we're about to.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, move on. No sea levels will rise.
Nothing.
New Orleans will be fine.
But you got to think of the economic opportunities that it will provide, like water pumpers for New Orleans, you know?
The water pumpers.
Yeah, for every coal miner job that's going to go away, a water pumper in New Orleans will prop up. Or some job you've never even heard of. Yeah, that you couldn't even think of now.
Yeah.
Yeah, jobs go away.
They go away.
The jobs that you don't think.
Ask a newspaper man. Yeah. Jobs go away.
Industries go
Thank
away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But jobs, why we always pick on people.
Jobs you can't even imagine
resurface
and take their place.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, robots are going to take over. Well, somebody's got to build and maintain them. So go to school to be a robot maintainer, if that's inevitable. I tell all my kids. Go to robot maintenance school.
Man, sounds like the place to party.
It also sounds like you'd be pretty smart to do that.
Oh, my God.
They're called engineers, Todd.
Don't most of your kids have careers at this point?
That's major schooling right there.
Yeah, they kind of do.
And you got to be smart.
They've made that choice.
Right.
Well, there's just somebody that's got to polish the robot.
Last night.
There's got to be...
Changing the oil.
Last night. Some more menial jobs, some entry-level jobs.
But polishing a robot can't pay much,
robot polishing
man.
Business.
Ask R2-D2.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Oh, now we got there, Craig, but go ahead. Move on.
So the point here is not it? Netflix.
What was the story?
I'm moving on.
Got it. Good.
Oh. The point here is not Netflix or HBO Max, but Friends is going to be leaving Netflix and is going to go to HBO Max. Now,
got it.
This doesn't sound like much.
Right.
Big deal. But I was surprised to learn that however old Friends is.
90s.
04 it ended.
HBO Max, when they get it, they are going to have a 5-year deal with Friends, and they are going to pay $85 million a year to run Friends.
I think I read somewhere like the six principal characters still made something like $20 million a year off of royalties and back-end stuff on that show. Yeah.
And they were rich to begin with.
All the other sitcoms should be getting the same kind of money.
You're not drawing me into that. Yeah. I'm not that dumb. They're all going to get a lot of cash.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Well, apparently they feel it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Apparently they think they can make that back.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw something about Office going off of Netflix as well because NBC Universal wants it back.
Right.
Because that's the most watched show on Netflix.
And Friends is second.
Is it?
Yeah. Those two. Those are the two most watched shows on Netflix.
Yeah. That's why, eventually you're going to have to subscribe to all you cord cutters. You're going to have to subscribe to four more streaming services.
Exactly.
Well, no, you're just going to have to decide which ones you really want based on who's got the best content.
Yeah. But once again, it switches all the time now.
Yeah.
I want Friends. I want The Office. All right. Boom. There's two more streaming services.
I know she produces some things, but Courtney Cox is worth $120 million. So right there. That's just, I'm trying to pick out random. Well, obviously, Jennifer Aniston has a bigger career than most of these people do. But
look at Schwimmer. He's been kind of off the radar.
Well, he does a lot of theater. He's actually started his own theater because he can do that kind of stuff, right? Yeah.
But for doing nothing, they're just getting here's $20 million.
Yeah.
Here.
That guy is so pigeonholed in my mind as Ross. I can't see anything but Ross.
Apparently, he was great in
the OJ thing.
In the OJ thing, man.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't see that.
He was excellent. I didn't either. But
was he Kardashian? Robert Kardashian?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he got great reviews in there.
Yep.
Still just Ross. Still don't dumbass want to see Ross.
I don't know how to spell Schwimmer.
S-C-H.
Oh, C-H.
W-I-M-M-E-R.
Sound it out.
The Schwimmer.
Yep. He's worth $85 million. You're right. They're all just rich as hell because of Friends.
Yeah, because of Friends.
Yeah. $85 million.
Well, those last two seasons, I think, all of them were making $1 million an episode.
But it's the back end stuff,
But yeah, the back end stuff is
taking it in the back end
huge.
For $85 million, Craig.
Yeah, they probably all celebrated when they...
How long?
They heard about this deal.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be making...
Well, they're calling each other and laughing.
They're going to be making coin off of that for years.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, I assume when they negotiated their last deal, they got a little... because you hear a lot of people...
They're getting the back end.
Right, that don't get the back end deal. Because they gave it away all up front.
It'd be really hard, unless somebody called you and said, hey, we want you to work on this project, get out there and go find a project.
To do anything.
I know these people love the arts and the drama and all that, so maybe they work on their own project. But to just
they do stuff they want to do.
Oh, I'm going to go beat concrete today and see what jobs are out there.
Yeah.
No, man. No, no.
Well, Jennifer Aniston's in a new Netflix movie with Sandler.
Adam Sandler. I've watched first half of that.
Yeah, is it good?
I've heard it's good.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
But the motivation to get up and go do something like that.
Well, once again, they're not breaking rocks, but it's also something they really, really want to do.
That's the whole idea, is to make enough money that you can just start now working on passion projects.
Last time TJ was here, he told us when she did Office Christmas Party, they filmed all of her scenes in 4 days.
Right, because that's all she said, I'm going
to
do.
Four or 5 days, and she got a big, giant paycheck to come in and do 4 or 5 days worth of work.
And they all worked around her, I got no problem with that.
If you want me to do it, this is my terms, and if not, fine.
You're talking about Jennifer Aniston, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
She isn't calling.
I know. That's
why. She's busy.
Yeah.
She's busy. She's going to call, Craig.
Well, if you give her a certain amount of coin for 4 days' worth of work, apparently she will show up. Yeah.
Thousands of Californians seeing their earthquake insurance premiums go through the roof. About 1 million Californians have quake insurance. About 250,000 will soon pay 2 to 3 times as much. Has nothing to do with the quakes that just happened.
No.
Nope. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's what they're using. That means that some people in the Los Angeles area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums. Homeowners in Sacramento, Northern California, it's only $300. But that's science for you.
That don't seem bad. And, like, how's that compared to flood insurance, where you use scientific data to figure out typically, like, where you're going to flood or not? That's maybe as likely as an earthquake.
And I've heard these things before, too. And I still figure out sometimes in my head, it's still more expensive sometimes to live where we do because we don't have 1 million people. So our property taxes are through the roof compared to states with a lot of people. Property taxes are way low. So you're just equaling out with this kind of insurance.
I don't know if that's the case in California, though.
I know it is in my state.
Pretty good chunk of property taxes.
Jennifer's worth $240 million, PD. So what do you got for 4 days' work? What can you offer that besides
pack of Newports and 4 different kinds of coffee? I'll make her a pot of coffee every day.
You got to make her a drink, man.
You're going to need a lot of smart water.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll rub some Aveeno on her.
$240 million.
Damn. So I looked at the headline of the article, and I was intrigued. It said, meeting the queen when you've got Tourette's.
Oh. I was too.
I looked into it, and he's got the cussing kind of Tourette's.
Good.
Oh, bitch. Yes.
So he had to meet the queen. He got some sort of award from her.
Bitch.
Had to meet the queen with the Tourette's, and it turns out he shot his spy hole. He was fine.
Oh, man. He must have drugged him up.
Exactly.
They had to drug him. They drugged him up.
That was clickbait right there. I looked at the headline, meeting the queen. Ooh, I got to see that Tourette's. Oh, it's the cussing kind, too. What happened? It went fine. Ooh, damn it.
Everyone around the queen was disappointed.
Yeah.
He probably has much time with her, either. They probably didn't want to avoid an incident.
But come
C-bomb.
On. But come
no,
on.
No,
what,
no.
Yeah, what, yeah, whatever he was getting. Thank you, Your Majesty. C-bomb.
Yep.
You know, that video would have gone viral in a heartbeat.
I would have just threw it out there if I was him.
Oh, that's what all the people wanted.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted it.
They were hoping for that kind of entertainment.
Because everybody in the room silently would have been going, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, this could go viral.
Remember remember the Tourette's character on the Dennis Leary show? The fireman show.
Oh, Rescue Me.
Yeah. Remember, he would call the black guy with him. He'd call him an N-bomb. This Tourette's guy would just throw out N-bomb, and he was a black guy.
Yeah.
But he'd call the people N-bombs, and he was Puerto Rican. Remember, it was Daniel Zunjata, right? Yeah.
Zunjata.
And it was just, they played it on the show. It was hilarious. Because he was like, what do you call me? But the guy had Tourette's. He couldn't beat the hell out of him. It was funny.
Yeah, he said the word, didn't he?
He did say the word on that show, yeah.
I don't think you could do that today.
He was a Tourette's guy. I don't know, Todd.
I think they'd shut you down.
Even on cable?
Well, no, here was a why. Yeah, here's why they got away with it, Todd. The character with Tourette's was a black guy.
Sure.
So he could say it.
But still, the word.
I know, but he could say it.
Huh.
No, I don't think it passes today. Anyway.
I don't know. We got more skin today. Who knows? Who knows?
I disagree.
Yeah.
A Florida inmate mailed a postcard to a second inmate soliciting the murder of a third inmate.
It's a postcard. That means it's only you can see the back of it.
You just read it.
Yeah.
Yo, let's kill.
They open up the letters anyway. All three prisoners are housed in the same county lockup.
Hey, will you murder Bill?
Yeah. End of story.
He's right there.
Bill saw this.
You've got no evidence.
Hey, Bill, just give us the Jim. It's on the other side.
Give us to your cellmate.
You might have to read it. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
He probably thought he was brilliant because he's not leaving an electronic trail.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. At least I didn't put it on a computer.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.